KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Matt Adams' second homer sent St. Louis to a 5-4 victory over the Cincinnati Reds in 16 innings last night, protecting the Cardinals' hold on second place in the NL Central. Adams broke an 0-for-17 slump by connecting in the 14th inning. After St. Louis let that lead get away, he homered again off Logan Andrusik, ending the Reds' longest game of the season. The Cardinals had dropped the first two games in the series, letting the Reds get within a game and a half for second place. They finished their season series on Thursday tonight. St. Louis has an 11-8 lead on the season. Carlos Martinez escaped a threat in the 15th when Shin-Soo Choo reached third with two outs, but he was caught in a rundown. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee allowed the Cardinals to gain a game on the Pirates with a 9-3 win over the Bucks. Also, the Mets beat Atlanta 5-2, Cubs over the Miami Marlins 9-7, San Francisco beat San Diego 13-5, Washington over Philadelphia 3-2, and Colorado beat L.A. 7-5. In the American League, Kendry Morales hit a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning to lift the Seattle Mariners to a 6-4 win over Kansas City last night. Morales hit his 18th home run to straightaway center on a 1-2 pitch from Aaron Crow with Franklin Gutierrez on board. The Royals used eight pitchers, tying a club record for a nine-inning game. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Houston beat Minnesota 6-5, Oakland over Texas 11-4, Cleveland beat Baltimore 6-4, the Yankees over the White Sox 6-5, Boston clobbered Detroit 20-4, Tampa Bay beat L.A. 3-1. In interleague play, it was Arizona beating Toronto in 10 innings by a score of 4-3. A Cardinals first baseman, Alan Craig, sprained his left foot while rounding first base and left the game in the fourth inning last night. Craig hit a grounder to Reds first baseman Joey Votto, who threw too high to pitcher Bronson Arroyo covering the base. Craig twisted his foot and ankle while rounding the base and fell hard, allowing the Reds to retrieve the ball and tag him out while he was still down. He walked off slowly. Matt Adams replaced him in the field. Craig will be reevaluated today. Cardinals have been bothered by some nagging injuries while losing five of their last six games. Right fielder Carlos Beltran missed two games with a stiff back, and catcher Yadier Molina left one game with a sore left wrist. Well, nothing seems assured for Iowa State after it lost to FCS school Northern Iowa last weekend. The lower-tier Panthers exposed issues on both sides of the ball for the inexperienced Cyclones, who showed that those who picked them to finish ninth in the Big 12 might end up being pretty close. At least Iowa State has an extra week to fix what went wrong before they host Iowa September 14th. Defensive coordinator Wally Burnham says missed assignments and tackles plagued his unit. The Cyclones' offensive line struggled to establish the run or to protect quarterback Sam Richardson, who sprained his ankle late in the game. Offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham says Richardson should be ready to play by the time the Hawkeyes visit Ames. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs had offensive tackle Eric Fisher rated number one on their draft board. The Jacksonville Jaguars had fellow offensive tackle Luke Jokel rated first on their board. Both of the teams got what they wanted in April. Now the Chiefs and the Jaguars will get a good idea who might have fared best when Fisher and Jokel make their NFL debuts. Kansas City visits Jacksonville Sunday with both players set to start at right tackle for teams coming off 2-14 seasons. Fisher and Jokel have both been slowed by injuries during the preseason, but they've showed flashes when they've been on the field. Chiefs coach Andy Reid and Jaguars coach Gus Bradley both said Wednesday that they're happy with the way things have worked out. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Jets are going with rookie Geno Smith at quarterback for the season opener with Tampa Bay on Sunday. That move was expected after veteran Mark Sanchez went down with a right shoulder injury in an exhibition game against the Giants August 24th. The Bills are going to go with a first-year quarterback, giving first-round draft pick E.J. Manuel the start against New England Sunday. Manuel has been recovering from a left knee injury sustained in a 20-16 preseason win over Minnesota August 16th. He missed 2 weeks before returning to practice on Sunday. Cornerback Champ Bailey won't play in the Denver Broncos opener against Baltimore tonight because of a sprained left foot. He hasn't practiced since getting hurt in a preseason game at Seattle on August 17th. Denver will start Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie in Bailey's place for that kickoff game tonight. Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley says quarterback Blaine Gabbert's availability for Sunday's season opener against Kansas City could be undetermined until game day. Gabbert broke his thumb during the Jags' second preseason game and was still limited in practice on Wednesday. Well, the NFL, Under Armour, and GE have together issued a challenge for new engineering to help protect athletes from brain injury. The group said Wednesday it would award up to $10 million for new innovation and materials that could protect the brain from traumatic injury, as well as new tools for tracking head impacts in real time. It's the second of such challenges from the trio. Now, that move comes as the issue of concussions in football has taken center stage. Meanwhile, three former college football players are suing the NCAA, saying it failed to educate them about the risks of concussions and did not do enough to prevent, diagnose, and treat brain injuries. Chris Walker and Ben Martin, who played for Tennessee from 2007 to 2011, and Dan Ahern, who played for North Carolina State from 1972 to 76, filed a class action lawsuit in federal court in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, New York's Oneida Indian Nation says it is launching a radio ad campaign pressing for the Washington Redskins to get rid of a nickname that the tribe considers to be a racial slur. The first ad is set to run on radio stations in Washington before the team hosts the Philadelphia Eagles Monday night. In it, Oneida Nation Representative Ray Halbritter says NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell should stand up to bigotry. The ad's launch as the Washington Redskins this year face a fresh barrage of criticism over their nickname. Team owner Dan Snyder has vowed to never, ever change the name. An NFL spokesman says the name is used in a respectful manner and the league respects that reasonable people may have differing viewpoints. Rafael Nadal remains undefeated in hard court matches this year after he advanced to the U.S. Open semifinals. The second-seeded Nadal made quick work of Tommy Robredo, beating the 19th seed 6-love 6-2 and 6-2. Nadal is 20-0 on hard courts and two match victories away from his 13th major championship. The Spaniard hasn't lost since the opening round at Wimbledon and has dropped just one set in this tournament, a first-set tiebreaker in the fourth round. Nadal next will face 8th-seeded Richard Gasquet, who had been 1-8 all-time against 4th-seed David Ferrer before he beat the Spaniard in five sets. Women's second-seed Victoria Azarenka is the only 20-something to reach the U.S. Open semifinals. Azarenka lost her first service game in both sets and still managed to post a straight-sets victory over Daniela Hantikova. Next up for Azarenka is unseeded Flavia Panetta, who's a Grand Slam semifinalist for the first time after she breezed through a straight-sets win against 10th-seeded Roberta Vinci. Azarenka and top seed Serena Williams are one match victory away from meeting in the finals. Azarenka is the only person to beat Williams twice this year, including a victory in the final of a U.S. Open tune-up tournament in Cincinnati last month. Williams faces 5th-seeded Li Na in the semifinals. And in golf news, Fred Couples has used his captain's picks on the 20-year-old Jordan Spieth and Webb Simpson to fill out his 12-man U.S. President's Cup team. Spieth will be the youngest American to play in the President's Cup since it began in 1994. Nick Price used his picks on rookies Brendan DeYoung of Zimbabwe and Mark Leishman of Australia as the international team tries to win for only the second time. Those matches are set for October 3rd through the 6th at Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.